You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's something else we know for sure after last night. It is Pelosi who remains a pretty big drag for Democrats at the polls in certain districts, particularly this one. She was a much bigger presence in this race than President Trump was. And you could argue was the Republicans' most potent attack. 98% name ID when this race started for Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, a big drag on the ticket. That, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense now. Nancy Pelosi, drag. I guess she can pick whatever bathroom over there at the Capitol that she wants to go to.
Oh, that's mean.
Joining us right now is Alex Pappas. He is the White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. And I know that you covered the president's speech in Iowa. Want to get to that in a minute. But this seems to be the topic du jour inside the Beltway that suddenly Democrats are questioning Nancy Pelosi's leadership. Is this a real thing? Could there actually be some repercussions, Alex?
It is a real thing, and Republicans, as you can tell, are having a good time with this. The NRCC was tweeting out yesterday, you know, please, Democrats, keep Nancy Pelosi as your speaker. Obviously, they have fun when they say stuff like that, and it reminds me of a time recently, because this isn't necessarily a new thing that Republicans have used her as the boogeyman in a race to try to ask a Democrat, you know, would you vote for Nancy Pelosi as speaker, and then say that that person's an extremist. You know, the Republican National Committee, if you walk around outside their headquarters, they always have those big signs that they've used for years that say fire Pelosi. You know, I've seen them before change it to hire Pelosi, saying they love it that Democrats have her because they're able to use in these elections. So, yes, you know, I think that you're going to continue to start to hear a little bit more about, you know, is there fresh leadership that Democrats should consider, and meanwhile, Republicans are going to keep having fun with it.
Here's the question, though. Is it Nancy Pelosi, or is it the fact that their only message is resistance? They have no platform. What are they running on? Is it her, or is it really something else?
Well, I mean, obviously, the Democrats have a lot of problems they've got to work out. It isn't just Nancy Pelosi. It's just the fact that she is probably one of the most, you know, recognized Democrats that Republicans can use across the country. Obviously, she's been around for a long time, and she's been involved in Obamacare and a lot of things, and she's part of you know, the group of congressional Democrats that's just perfect in a political campaign.
As you covered the White House there, did you notice yesterday, did they have a little extra spring in their step after the Georgia 6 results came in? And you know, that has to – listen, it was the media who made this a referendum on Trump. So since the Republican pulled it out after $30 million being spent against her, I think it's fair for the Trump White House to say, yeah, it was a referendum on us, and we won.
Yeah, and you know what? And for all the talk in the media about how it was a referendum, we didn't hear a whole lot about it. Then again, yesterday morning,
yeah,
the media, I think you would have had the results been the opposite.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah. They had the countdown clock on cable news leading up, and then as soon as it was over, okay, let's move on to Russia again. We got other things to talk about.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, the president in his speech last night, both in his rally and in his other remarks when he was visiting a tech school in Iowa, was obviously talking about it, saying, you know, we've won five races, that in these five, you know, special elections, that there's been a lot of talk about, are Democrats, the resistance, going to have their first scalp and flip a seat, and they have it. And so obviously that's the sort of thing that Donald Trump loves more than anything. I mean, he's a competitor and he loves to win and he loves to talk about winning. And yes, he was talking a lot about it last night in his rally.
Yeah,
he's having fun with it.
And talking about, Democrats have to get on board. What have Democrats always said? Republicans need to adopt some of our views. You know, if Republicans would just work with us, we could do something. President Trump used that exact line last night. If Democrats would just work with us, it's time for them to come together with us. In other words, you keep losing. Maybe it's time to get on board. I don't know if leadership changes that.
Yeah, and so that's been his thing recently. He's really been on the kick that Democrats are obstructionists. They, all they do is obstruction. They're not willing to even deal with me, meet with me. I mean, keep in mind, yesterday we found out the Congressional Black Caucus, for example, had been invited to the White House to come and meet with the president, and they said that they're not even going to take the meeting. I think the president's going to be able to use things like that to say, listen, people accuse me of not getting anything done. I want to get things done. You name it, on infrastructure, tax reform, health care. But I invite a group of Democrats to the White House and they won't even meet with me. I think that sort of thing could backfire on Democrats.
I think you're right. And it's a great point, Alex. I know that you've Alex Pappas is our guest. He's a White House reporter for The Washington Examiner. You reported on that at The Examiner. You've also reported on this speech that you mentioned in Iowa. And he specifically talked about a policy with regard to immigration and whether immigrants should come in and be able to get welfare immediately coming into this country. It could be controversial, but I think it's a great political argument to make. Why bring people into this country who immediately become dependents on the state?
Right. And I think it was interesting. It may have been the first time, and I may be wrong, that was the first time I've heard the president make that specific point in the speech when he was talking about immigration, saying that new immigrants need to, they should not be able to get any sort of government benefits of welfare, for the first 5 years they're here, and they must, we must be able to know that they are financially stable. And he said there's some sort of legislation that he may be pushing that to that effect. And then, of course, he was also talking about this whole idea of solar panels on the wall, which he's mentioned before, but made a kind of a big deal about it last night.
I love that. Now, hold on. Usually he's done that to just to troll Democrats. It's like, oh, don't worry. It'll be a beautiful wall, but we'll do your green energy.
Right.
Did you feel like this was a serious policy idea?
Well, you never. It's Donald. It's President Trump. You don't know, and he said it before. And yes, and people took it that way as a troll. But he said, "Listen, it's my idea. It's going to be self-sufficient in the way that it funds itself, and we're going to keep looking into it."
I love that. I think we should build the wall first and then worry about how to decorate it. But this idea of immigrants not being allowed to have welfare, I can already hear the left. You know what? That is so hateful. Why are you so greedy? These poor people, they're just here to make a better life for themselves. And this country, why don't we take money away from some of these greedy CEOs for these poor people who are just here to try to better themselves? Yet, those were the same rules when my grandparents came to this country. They had to have sponsors. The immigration came and checked on them to make sure they had jobs. And after they became citizens, they were not allowed to have any kind of social program after they became citizens. Yep. For X number of years.
Alex Pappas, coming up a little later this morning, we're going to be talking with Phil Kirpin about this Senate health care bill that we're supposed to see now. Are your sources telling you that we will, in fact, get an unveiling today?
Yeah, that's what I've heard from everyone is today. I know I can't say anything specifically about what's going to be in it.
Well, that's not stopping everyone else in the media, Alex.
That's all they're talking about
is what's in something they haven't seen.
So everything I hear, we're going to get some news today. So I think that's going to be a big topic.
Yeah. Well, I think to sum this up here, I think Nancy Pelosi's in trouble because Cher tweeted out that it's time for her to go. And when you lose Cher, there's your political career is over.
Wow. Yeah, just ask Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Alex Pappas, Washington Examiner. Great job as always, Alex. Follow his byline over there at WEX. He rocks.
All right. Thanks, guys.